Praise the Lord, my beautiful blessed. Praise the Lord, my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers. Welcome to Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries. We're praying for you, 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 and you. We are a nation called to pray without ceasing.
Coming from the Lord, he shined his light so him and I can be on one accord. Jesus paid the price he knew that we could not afford. He gave his life, but still we rarely give him our support. He has a plan, but you know, man, we don't know how to listen. We play our hand, we think he planned, we on our own mission. It fall apart, then we blank off our own decisions. He laid the passions through the mess, he gave us all a vision. Instead, we rather chill and live our life in total darkness. So many people gully, so they just a walking carcass. Overtaken by desire, so they still be heartless. Weak in the mind, so that's a sign they are a walking target. Selfish in the spirit, so just doing you regardless. Don't even realize that you put your soul out on the market. Letting Satan walk all over you like you was carpet. Trust me, you're not built for hell, he cannot take your charges. I'm spitting Christ to the rhythm. I'm spitting life as I'm fighting demons in the system. I know my plight is to shine light, so pay attention. I'm taking flight through the night, plus I'm using wisdom. I'm spitting Christ and won't stop, bringing Christ to city blocks. People unemployed, top is block, so they sell them rocks. Keep it real, it's hard to knock, when you really know the plot. We need a Christ to silent rock, because we are a lost flock.
Don't need a visual. Now,
My son is my legacy, keeping him on course. Follow Christ with the family, whole family clergy. Go to church, it's his pedigree. He's a blank piece of paper, got him right magically. True man of God in heaven's where your treasures be. Teach him how to trust God and recognize your enemy. Teach him how to stay away from drugs and the Hennessy. Keep his mind clear, so he's always thinking sensibly. His mind is open, so precocious. Put him on an instrument, he's getting more focused. Brain move ahead of time like Marty and his flaming Lotus. Show him stay with Christ, and nothing's ever hopeless. He gotta be a man of God, no weapon formed against him shall ever prosper. Stay with Christ and shining like a prism. I pray to God Almighty, keep my boy safe. Keep him next to you when I'm in a better place. You love him so, so Christ, I gotta be with you. You love him so much, so your love is beautiful. That agape love, that mean it's unconditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual. Your love is so, so Christ, I gotta be with you. You love him so much, so your love is beautiful. That agape love, that mean it's unconditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual.
Listening to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. Yes, you are. You don't need a visual. That's what he's saying. I love you so much that I don't need a visual. You don't need to see it. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You don't need to see it to believe it. As I watch the singer Usher today, he indicated that as a child, he said that he would be singing among many men, many women, large crowds. His mother said, why do you keep saying that? He said, because that's what I'm going to be doing. As a child, he already saw it. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Call those things that are not as though they are. Speak it into existence. This is Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. As a child, I had a cousin that planned her wedding as a child. Big wedding. And said that she was going to have 4 children. As a child. She had a big wedding. And she has 4 children. And blessed with a man of God. You have that faith. Can you see it? This morning, my sisters, my brothers, can you see yourself being healed? Can you see yourself walking again? Can you see yourself in the home that you desire? Can you see yourself driving that brand new vehicle? Can you see yourself being the man or woman of God that God has called you out to be? Can you see it? You got to see it first. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Can you see it? Speak it into existence and believe it. No matter what someone else says, no matter what someone else does, see who you are in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. See who you are in Jesus Christ. I am who God says I am. I am who God says I am. And Dr. Kevin Carter wrote that song, I am who God says I am. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're God's man. You're God's woman. You're not an alcoholic. You're not a drug addict. You're not a prostitute. You're not a whore. I am who God says I am. I'm not a liar. I'm not a thief. I am who God says I am. I am who God says I am. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. God has a plan for your life. We want to say Happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans, all of those that are still in the military, as we pray every day for the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, National Guard, Honor Guard, praying for you, Coast Guard. We're praying for you that volunteer to go and serve for our country. I am also a veteran. Thank God I was able to go in and serve 10 years. Volunteered. We thank God that for those that volunteer their service. We know there's a time when they used to draft individuals into the military to serve. We pray for their families and their loved ones, those that are fighting in wars and those that have fought in wars. We thank God for our Vietnam vets. I am a Vietnam vet. Family members that are Vietnam vets. We thank you for serving our country. We thank you for your service. God is good. He allowed us to go in and allowed us to still be in the land of the living. And those that have lost loved ones in the military, fighting wars, we pray for you and we thank you. Mothers and dads, your children have gone off to fight in wars. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Children who have seen their dads and mothers go off in the military, we pray for you. Children that have traveled all around with their mom and dad in the military, we pray for you that God will strengthen you and guide you and keep you for your service. Glory, hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Pray for our veterans. Pray for those that are still serving in the military. Our young people that volunteer to go in and serve their country. We thank God for them. We thank God. We thank God for their bravery. We thank God for them being consistent to their country. And most of all, we thank God for Jesus for allowing us to take on this task. Thank God for allowing us to go into the military and come out. We thank God for families and loved ones. We thank God for your service. The Almighty Living God. He allowed it. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Celebrate Veterans Day. All of our military, we pray for you. Let's go to our Word of God. Of course, Psalm 91, our Psalm of Protection. Thank you, Jesus. And as we enrolled in the military, we were all handed a Bible. Thank you, Jesus. They gave all of us a Bible. Thank God. That was placed in our hands as we enlist. And we prayed. Thank you, God. Each and every day. We trust in God and lean not to our own understanding. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of fowl and from nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and on His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. Thank you, Jesus. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Under your feet. Keep Satan under your feet. Thank you, God. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him, and I will set him on high. Because he have known my name. He knows your name. And God will promote you and put you in higher places. Let God do it. Promotion neither comes from the north, the south, the east, or the west, but promotion comes from God. And that's who you want to promote you in times like these. Thank you, Jesus, for the promotion that someone is receiving on this Veterans Day. Thank God, first of all, for the spiritual promotion. We worship God in spirit and in truth. He will give you desires of your heart. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. Because he have known my name. Your name is on that list. Your name is on that check. Your name is on that contract. Your name, and God has stamped his approval. Thank you, God. Your name is on that list for healing. God has stamped it with his approval. Dear Jesus, your name is on that home. Your name is on that car. God has stamped his approval. Your name is on that marriage license, and God has stamped his approval on that marriage. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. Your name. He knows your name. And he's already signed your name and stamped his approval. Your name. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Somebody got a shout. Somebody got a victory. Your name. He knows your name. And God has placed your name there with his stamp approval. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. God is speaking this morning. He's saying, I will deliver you. You got to call upon the name of the Lord. And he said, I will answer him. Not the attorney, not the judge. Not the witnesses. He shall call upon me. Are you calling upon the Lord this morning? And he said, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Even while you're in trouble. He already knows that you're going to get in some trouble. He knows it. So while you're in trouble, you need to call upon the name of Jesus. Seek the Lord. And then he said, what? I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him, and what? Honor him. Trust God, even while you're in trouble. My dear ones, he said, I will what? I will deliver him and honor him. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody's in trouble this morning. You need to call upon the name of Jesus. You need to surrender to God. You need to give your life to Jesus Christ. Totally. As the song say, I surrender all. all to be my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Call upon the name of Jesus. Stop murmuring and complaining. Surrender to the Almighty Living God and commit your life to Him. God has you going through that situation so that He can wake you up. And He's saying to you, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Even when you're in trouble, thank you, Jesus. I will deliver him and honor him. Call on the name of Jesus. Surrender to him. Commit your life to him. Playing time is over. You need to surrender to him. What God has done for others, he will do for you. But you got to trust him and commit your life to him, your God. Stop living that filthy life. Stop lying and scheming and conniving, backbiting, in the name of Jesus. Stop playing the blame game and take responsibilities for your own actions. God gives us a choice. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Surrender to the Almighty Living God today, tomorrow, today. Surrender to him. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands and surrender to the Almighty Living God. Say, God, I put this situation in your hands. I put my life in your hands. My soul, I surrender to you. Accept me as your child of God. Accept me as your woman of God. Accept me as your man of God. I surrender to you. I believe that you suffered, died, and bled on the cross for my sins. But no grave could hold you. You rose on the third day. I repent of my sins. Thank you, Jesus. I accept you as my personal Savior. On this day, somebody need to surrender to the Almighty Living God. Somebody need to cry out to him right now. He will hear your prayer. Commit your life to Jesus Christ on this Veterans Day, November 11, 2022. Surrender. Surrender. As we said in the military, you need to surrender. But we're asking you to surrender to the Almighty Living God, not to man, in the name of Jesus. He knows all about your troubles, all about your situations. Cry out to him, my sisters and my brothers, and surrender to the Almighty Living God. He will turn your life around. You can't do it. He'll turn that situation around. You can't do it, but the Almighty Living God can give you a brand new life in Jesus Christ. Cry out to him. Surrender to him. Let go and let God. Accept him as your personal Savior. The Word of God says, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon his name right now. Right where you are. You don't need to be in a church building to get saved. The slaves were in the cotton fields. Wherever you are, surrender to him right now. He's everywhere. He's all-knowing. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But you got to surrender. He's not going to force himself on you. God is a gentleman. Surrender your life to him. Commit your life to him. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Someone is surrendering right now their life to the Almighty Jesus Christ. Our God is not dead. He lives, and he lives within your soul. Surrender to him right now, my dear sister, my dear brother. Let go and let God. You can't do it by yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Watch God change that situation and watch God change you. Thank you, God. Stop blaming everyone else and accept your responsibilities. Thank you, God. Surrender to the Almighty Living God. Take responsibilities for your actions today. Starting today, take responsibilities for your actions and stop blaming everyone else. Stop blaming God. God didn't put you in that situation. You had a choice. You had a choice. Now you have a second chance. Surrender to God. Totally on this November the 11th, 2022. Surrender to the Almighty Living God. God has a plan for your life. Let go and let God. Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stab the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. If you are a man or woman of God, you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're going to be, then they persecute Jesus. You're going to be persecuted. But you hold on to God's unchanging hand. They're going to persecute you. Yes, they are. But you got King Jesus. Thank you, God. Why am I being persecuted? For Christ's sake. For Christ's sake. But God is going to bring you through. You're an overcomer. You're not a survivor. You're not a doormat. You're an overcomer. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to be persecuted. I want you to hear it this morning. You're going to hear some trials and tribulations, but the Almighty Living God is going to bring you through. You don't have to go into a box. You don't have to go into a dark room. Jesus is the light of the world. Let that light shine on you. Let them see the Jesus Christ in you. Let them hear you praying and seeking the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 37, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Stop cursing people out. Thank you, Jesus. Do good. So shall thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed spiritually and physically. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you what? The desires of thine heart. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of thine heart. Commit, you got to do something too. You got to delight yourself in the Lord. Then you got to what? Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. You can't trust him one day, the next day say, I don't know. If you say you trust God, you trust God. Men and women of God, no matter what you're going through, no matter what's being said, no matter what's being done, men and women of God, we got to show the world that we trust God. Stop murmuring and complaining. Somebody said, why me? Why not you? You said you trust God. You said you're going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. You can recite every scripture in the Bible, but are you living it? Are you believing it? Are you trusting God this morning? Somebody ought to trust God. Somebody ought to commit that way unto the Lord and live the life that God has designed for you to live. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Keep your big mouth shut. Keep your big mouth shut. Rest in the Lord. That's what this means in Psalm 37, verse 7. Stop telling everybody all your situations. They don't care about you. Satan don't care about you. Keep your big mouth shut. Trust God. Believe in God. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. It's all right if you go to a Christian counselor. It's okay. Thank you, Jesus, for the Christian counselors, those that believe and trust in God, and pray that God send you to a man or woman of God that knows the Lord, loves the Lord, that believe in prayer, that will pray with you. Thank you, God. Rest in the Lord. Watch who you're talking to. Watch who you're sharing your problems with. You don't need to be on every prayer line. If you're trusting God and believing God, you don't need to be on 10,000 prayer lines. The word of God says two or three are gathered in my midst. I'm right there. Thank you, Jesus. Patiently for him. Don't hurry, God. Don't rush, God. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself for any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be what? Cut off. And I pray that you're not one of the evildoers, because you will be cut off if you're one of the evildoers. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall what? Inherit the earth. God has an inheritance for you, just like he did with Job. Didn't Job lose everything? His children, his land, his property. Even the devil tried to attack his soul, but God would not allow it, because Job trusts in God. Be a Job. Trust God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. But God replenished everything he had. He gave him a double portion blessing, because Job trusts God. Again, he lost his children, his home, his property, his money. His health was attacked. Even your health. But God will restore. Trust in God. Trust in God. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. You look around and he's gone. You look around and she's gone. But the meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in abundance of peace. Nothing like peace in the midst of your trials and tribulations. God will grant you that peace in every situation that you're going through. The wicked plot up against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The Lord knows all about what you're going through. He see his day is coming. The Lord shall laugh, because the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. He see his day is coming. And don't you pray that you see his day is coming, because God will have you in your sick bed. You wait and see what's going to happen to that person. Don't you pray that prayer. I can't wait till I see what God's going to do to them. Don't you pray that prayer. You pray that they get saved. Thank you, Jesus. That's your prayer. That God would touch their mind, body, spirit, and soul, and they get saved. Thank you, God. The wicked have drawn out their sword, have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and slay the upright in conversation. Yes. Their sword shall enter into the what? Their own heart. This is the word of God. It ain't my word. I'm not wishing no evil upon no one. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. Watch out. It's not you. The word of God in Psalm 37 and verse 15 says, their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that the righteous man have is better than the riches of many of the wicked. My God, my God, my God. But the arms of the wicked shall be what? Broken. The arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. Put your name there. But the Lord upholdeth Patricia. Yes. The Lord upholdeth the righteous. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. Watch out. And their inheritance shall be what? Forever. And forever means forever. That's the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Didn't the disciples say, Lord, teach us how to pray? Yes, he did. Lord, teach us how to pray. Then the word of God says what? Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing, my sisters and my brothers. We pray 24 hours a day. We pray around the clock. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We got to be obedient to the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. We got to live the life that he's designed for us to live. We know we're not perfect, but we strive for perfection. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to know that this morning that God is a good God, and he could do anything but fail. Anything but fail. He hasn't failed you yet, and he never will. Are you trusting God? Are you believing God? Thank you, God. We're going to talk this morning about the prayer of protection. In times like these, we need that prayer of protection. God will protect you from seen and unseen danger. Yes, he will. God will take care of you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, this is the power hour of prayer with your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., Ph.D., double portion blessing. I'm not bragging. I'm just letting you know what God can do. He will give you more than enough. He will allow your cup to run over from seen and unseen danger. My sisters and my brothers, one of the most powerful yet least known forms of prayer is the prayer of protection. Through the prayer of protection, you can mentally say no to negative experiences and even stop them completely for yourself or others. I always say, no, Satan, I ain't going there. No is a powerful word. No. Protect you from seen and unseen dangers. Can even stop those negative experiences completely. Stop thinking those negative thoughts in the name of Jesus. Do not allow those negative words to come out of your mouth in the name of Jesus. As of this day, November 11th, 2022, stop thinking negative. Stop receiving negative information. Glory be to God. Through the act of prayer itself, protects. Divine prayers of protection are often given more powerfully. Prayers of protection, you can dissolve unhappy experiences in which you have gotten involved in. God didn't put you in that situation. You got involved in that situation. You got involved in that gossip. You shouldn't have gotten involved in that conversation. And now they're going around saying what you said and not saying what they said. You could also help dissolve the negative experience of others. Watch out. Watch out. The Psalm 91 is one of the most powerful prayers of protection in the Bible. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I tell you to read it every day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And even for a snack. It don't cost you nothing. It's free. No calories. No side effects. The Psalm of Protection. Psalm 91. The psalmist knew how important it was to pray prayers of protection. Thank you, Jesus. And you need to pray those prayers of protection. As he granted his helpless sheep against wild animals, weather, and 1,001 ills. Thus he filled his psalms with protected prayers. Watch out. One of the noted engineers and one of the great scientists got interested in spiritual healing and became fine metaphysicians soon after the turn of the century. They knew there was a firm believer. They were firm believers of prayers of protection for those in war. And you know, we're on the battlefield for our Lord. We promised him that we would serve him until we die. We're on the battlefield, men and women of God. A battle. Yes, this is a battle. He related the story of a British regiment under the command of a colonel, which served in World War I for more than 4 years without losing a man. Watch out. You're on the battlefield for your Lord. When asked how his regiment was able to serve 4 years in the thick of the battle without a single casualty, the colonel said it was because of the officers and men in that regiment that memorized and repeated regularly the 91st Psalm. They called the Psalm of Protection. That's why, my sisters and brothers, I would like for you to memorize that Psalm of Protection. You may not have your Bible in your hand. You may not have your laptop, your cell phone, your computer. If you can't memorize it, write it down. Carry it in your pocket. Carry it in your purse. Carry it on yourself. Psalm of Protection. A man once lived through a shipwreck that took lives of many. When asked how he survived when death came to all of those around him, this wise man replied he had prayed over and over again, Psalm of Protection, 91. Thank you, Jesus. As a spiritual being made a little lower than the angels, which is in Psalm 8, you can gain dominion over your world and completely cast out or dissolve negative experiences from your life. The word protect means to shield from injury, danger, or loss. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The prayer of protection helps you to do just that, as it shields you against loss, injury, danger, unhappiness, and all the unnecessary experiences of life. A lot of you are going through unnecessary experiences because you made the wrong choice. You need to ask God to forgive you. Pray that Psalm of Protection. Thank you, Jesus. A very successful businesswoman has often stated that one of her success secrets is that she sends forth prayers of protection before her and to her business world each day. Shanita Kelly, that's what you need to do. Send out psalms of protection. Send out prayers of protection before you go into the homes. Thank you, Jesus. Before you make a sale, thank you, Jesus. Those of you that are driving up and down the highways and the byways, driving your personal vehicles, company vehicles, state vehicles, pilots, conductors, bus drivers, helicopter drivers, jets, you need to send out and pray the prayer, Psalm of Protection, each day. At a time when almost everyone in a company was being fired by the new owner and was suffering the loss of thousands of dollars in income, this woman retained her job and went on to pray in peace and harmony with her new boss as she daily used this protective prayer. I clothe myself safely, round with infinite love and wisdom. I want you to repeat it after me. I clothe myself safely, bound with infinite love and wisdom. If you, my sisters and brothers, are already in the midst of unhappy experiences, prayers of protection can get you out of them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Immediately after the great fire in San Francisco in 1906, a businessman rose 1 hour earlier than usual each morning, though those first chaotic months, in order to meditate upon divine protection, wisdom, and peace. Early in the morning. Someone said, oh, it's too early. It's never too early to talk to Jesus, my dear one. Never too early. Uh-huh. Early in the morning, a businessman rose up 1 hour earlier than usual each morning through those first chaotic months in order to meditate upon divine protection, wisdom, and peace. The result was astonishing to his friends and business acquaintances. Many of them asked how he was able to reestablish his office in an orderly way, in an orderly working manner, when people all around him were still so unsettled. Rise up early in the morning. Give God the glory. Thank God, Evangelist Taylor, you're rising up 4:30 in the morning. Thank God, Zariel Kelly, you're rising up early in the morning. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God will bless you. Yes, God will watch over you. Yes, God will keep you. Obedience is better than sacrifice. As he daily affirmed divine protection, wisdom, and peace, he was able to locate workers easily, systemize his work, and harmonize his records early in the morning. And I would do that, my dear ones. I would get to my office building before others arrive, and we would have prayer. It started out with me and my friend Patricia Jackson, who's now in Saudi Arabia. Her husband is an engineer. We started out in the city of Baltimore, arriving at the state office building an hour early, and prayed together. Yes, we did. We didn't wait till Sunday morning. We got up early and prayed in the office. Then others heard about our prayer. They wanted to join in. Then a supervisor came to me and said, I heard that you're having prayer in the building. I was so afraid. I said, oh, my God, I'm going to get in trouble. She's going to fire me. She said, you know what? I'm going to get up early and start coming in with you all to pray to you. Thank you, Jesus. Won't God do it? We didn't disturb anyone. We weren't loud. But we got up early in the morning before everybody else got into the office. And God blessed us with a space, a conference room, where we prayed. Then a young lady says, I never went to church. I don't know anything about the Bible. Can we have Bible study? Glory be to God. Look at God. Won't he do it? We rose up early in the morning and got together in the state office building and prayed. We didn't disturb anyone. We weren't loud. We rose up early in the morning, and God provided us with a space. Then supervisors began to come in. My God, my God, my God. Then Pat Jackson and her husband was transferred to Afghanistan. That's why we're worldwide. Thank you, Jesus. Dr. Ron Green was in Germany. That's why we're worldwide. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Already ordained Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. Thank you, Jesus, because I was obedient to the Spirit of God. Thank you, God. He said, I'll give you a ministry. He didn't say anything about a building, Sister Bernadette, Evangelist Taylor. He said, I'm going to give you a ministry. I have a work for you to do. And we know that God is everywhere. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. As he daily affirmed divine protection, wisdom, and peace, He was able to locate workers easily, systemize his work, and harmonize his records. All this was done without experiencing the weariness, confusion, exhaustion, and depression that other people thought a necessary part of those hectic days should be. No, we as men and women of God, we ought not be going through depression, confusion, exhaustion, weariness. We're men and women of God. We're trusting God. Lean not to our own understanding. He will lead you and direct your path. Thank you, God. Now faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I see millionaires. Yes, you are. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Kings and queens. I see men and women preaching and teaching the gospel. Thank you, God. I see elders and ministers, pastors and bishops and archbishops, apostles, chief apostles. He said in the latter days, he's going to pour the Spirit upon all flesh. And he's raising you up to another level. But my men and women of God, you got to be obedient to the word of God. You got to go obey him. You got to trust him. Lean not to thy own understanding. Trust God. Thank you, Jesus. God is a God of order. Get your house in order. Your spiritual house. Your physical house. Your office. Your workplace. In order. God is a God of order. He's not an author of confusion. Wipe that out of your mind. You're not confused. You are a man or woman of God. Be still and know that I am God. Thank you, Jesus. In these challenging times, when one hears so much about war, crime, disease, poverty, and a thousand inharmonies of mind and body, you should constantly use prayers of protection so that it will not come nigh thee. Psalm 91. So that, my sisters and my brothers, it will not come nigh thee. If some of these inharmonies are already in your life, prayers of protection can help you to victoriously dissolve them. Psalm 91. If these inharmonies are already in your life, if these situations are already in your life, prayers of protection can help you to victoriously dissolve them. If your finances are not in order, prayers of protection can help you dissolve that issue. Your workplace is out of order. Prayers of protection can help you dissolve them today. Thank you, Jesus. Get your house in order. Prayers of protection can help you to victoriously dissolve them today. Psalm 91, prayer of protection, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Pray the prayer of protection. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Prayers of protection, Psalm 91. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. And stop saying something told me. If you are a man or woman of God, the Holy Spirit was speaking to you, not something. You give God the praise. You give God the glory. And said the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me not to go that direction. The Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, wait a little bit longer. The Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, no, he's not the one. The Holy Spirit and told me, now is not the time. Prayers of protection. He'll be with you in trouble. Yes, he will. He knows what's going on in your life. But you got to be obedient to the word of God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Rise up early in the morning and give God the glory. Give God the honor and give God the praise. You know, Sister Bernadette, I think I was speaking to you and some other people about changing the time. The Holy Spirit said, no, I told you 6 a.m. Trust God. Believe God. Don't change anything for folk. Whatever God tells you to do, you be obedient to the Spirit of God. And that's where your blessing come in. 6 a.m. is not too early to call on God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. It's never too early to call on the Almighty Living God. Maybe you need to go to bed a little bit earlier. Maybe you need to give up some of that TV. Maybe you need to give up time on that telephone. Gossiping. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe you need to go to bed an hour earlier. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Bless your people. Psalm of protection. Read it. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And watch God move in your life like never before. God will protect you from seen and unseen danger. You, your family, and your loved ones. It's no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he will do for you. And I thank God for every one of you, men and women of God. Celebrate Veterans Day. Wish a veteran happy VA Day, Veterans Day. Pray for those that are in the military, Army, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, Honor Guard. Pray for them, Marines. We're praying for you. Bless them. Keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger. Bless their families in the name of Jesus. We are praying for you. All you veterans, celebrate today. I know I will. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Be blessed, be encouraged, and take the name of Jesus with you. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. God has not given up on you, so don't give up on God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. I want to bless you with our beautiful prayer rug. We're praying 24 hours around the clock. Thank you for your prayer request. Thank you for your praise report. And yes, Jesus loves you, for the Bible tells you so. Receive your miracle today. Receive your miracle today. Receive your miracle today. Deliverance, healing, God is on your side. Read Psalm 91. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. God bless you real good.